Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being led by the Holy Spirit, was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
If you want to really see the power of God, start trusting God. Start trusting God in your work. Start believing that you're blessed. Start believing that whatever you set your hand unto is going to prosper. Start believing God over your yard and speak over your trees and over your grass. And start believing the covenant. Start speaking that, man, you won't be barren. If you haven't been able to have kids, start standing on the word. If you've had miscarriages, start standing on the word that says none will cast their young. And start speaking the word of God over you. Start taking these things and applying it in every area of your life. And if you win in these smaller areas, then when something big comes up, you'll be able to withstand the criticism of your brother and of the king and of the people in authority and everything else because you've already proven God faithful. But there's so many people that they live their life carnally and don't prove God faithful. And then they come up against something big and all of a sudden now they're going to muster all of their faith and they're going to begin to believe God. You're going to die. Not because God wants you to die. Not because you don't have the power and the anointing of God, but you've never developed it. You've never walked in it. You better run and get somebody else to help you because you aren't going to get it done on your own. Boy, those are powerful truths. And, you know, here's another great miracle. In the last part of that 37th verse, Saul said unto David, go and the Lord be with thee. This is a miracle. You know, the conditions of this challenge were that whoever fought with Goliath, if they killed Goliath, then the Philistines would be servants to the Israelites. But if Goliath killed the Israelite, then the Israelites would be servants to the Philistines. By Saul saying, all right, you be our champion. You go out and fight. He was putting his life and the lives of every person in that nation on the line. And yet Saul was willing to do that. You know what this says to me? Saul had the Spirit of the Lord come upon him. I hadn't got time to give you the history, but Saul was an introvert. When he was anointed to be king, he was actually hiding in a basket. And they had to get a word from God to find out where he was. And he was so timid and shy that when they made him king, the people laughed at him and mocked him and says, who is this? But the Spirit of the Lord came upon him and it says he was turned into another man. Saul had experienced this spirit of might. He had experienced the Holy Spirit. He knew what it was like to have the Holy Spirit come upon you. And Saul had won great victories. And you know what I believe happened? I believe that Saul saw the Holy Spirit in David. Saul saw that same anointing. And because of that, he was willing to put his life and the lives of his whole nation in the hands of David because he saw the anointing of God on David. Boy, that's powerful. That's powerful. It was a man who, even though the Holy Spirit had deserted him at that time, he remembered what the potential of having the Spirit of God upon you could do. And so Saul said, go and the Lord be with you. And then look what Saul did in the 38th verse. It says, Saul armed David with his armor, and he put a helmet of brass upon his head. Also, he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proven it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proven them. But David put them off from him. So here's Saul, who is the strongest, biggest, tallest man in the nation, arming a runt with his armor. I bet you that David could have probably turned around inside of that armor without ever, you know, moving it. And it's amusing to me. People will tell you, you can't do it, you can't do it, you can't do it. But then after you persist and they finally see the anointing of God on you, they'll come around and say, yeah, you can do it. But let me tell you, use this. They're wanting to give you their armor, which isn't doing them any good. They aren't using it. They aren't using it to go fight Goliath. It's not helping them any, but they want to give you their armor. They want to give you their ideas. If they can't tell you that you can't do it, then they'll try and tell you how to do it. And you know what? You need to go with what God has already proven in your life. Amen. I couldn't tell you how many times people have come to me and says, well, you've given away all of these tapes. You've done all of these things. but now it's time for you to do this. They want to tell me how to do things. And you know, I just have the idea like dance with the one that brought you. Amen. This is what God told me to do. This is what got my ministry going. And praise God, I'm just going to keep doing what God has told me to do and keep doing it. And I have all these people that have never done anything telling me how to do what I'm doing. David refused to do it. And he went down and got 5 smooth stones. And you know, the scripture doesn't say why. I don't know for sure why he did that. I do know that there were 4 brothers to Goliath. That could have been it. He could have been ready to take on the whole clan. Amen. I'm not only going after Goliath. I'll take on the brothers if they want to come out. Or it's possible, you know, some people just think that when you're anointed by God that everything works perfectly. Maybe David got 5 in case he missed with the first 4. We don't know all of the reasons, but he got him 5 smooth stones. You know, when I was there in Israel, it was a hot day. They parked the bus on the road and they said, "This is the Valley of Elah where the battle between Goliath and David took place." Man, I got out. I walked out in that field. I went down to that little brook and I got me 5 little stones out of that brook. And I looked up there and envisioned what all this was like. Boy, David went down, got him 5 stones, and then, I'm going to have to summarize this because I'm taking too long with it. But he ran to meet the Philistine. He didn't go out there timidly. He didn't go out there, you know, just kind of testing the waters to see how he was going to go. And if Goliath turned around and ran the other way, he'd stand and fight. Man, he was running toward Goliath. He ran toward him. And when Goliath finally saw how small this guy was, he began to make fun of him. And he says, "Am I a dog that they have sent out against me, a runt, a kid, to fight with me?" And he got mad and he says, "Come to me and I'm going to give your body unto the vultures today." And he began to insult David. And David, again, condemned those words that came against him. And he says, "You come against me with a sword and with a spear, but I come against you in the name of the Lord." And he says, I'm going to cut off your head today and give it unto the fowls of the air. You know what? There's a lot of people today that think, oh, that's gory. And we should never do stuff like this. You know, you need to get an attitude. We've got a lot of wimps today in the body of Christ. A lot of people that are so nice, they won't even get mad at the devil. They don't get mad at cancer. They don't get mad at failure. They don't get mad at Satan trying to destroy your home. There's a lot of people today that just think that there is no place for anger ever. God gave us this capacity for anger. You need to get angry. David was godly in being angry at this Philistine. He was defying God. It was a godly thing to do. He was angry. He ran towards Goliath. And he fought. And he threw that stone at him. And you know, everything that I've ever seen of the armor that people wore in those days, the helmets, they had something to protect your forehead right here because this is a vulnerable point. And it says that the stone sunk into his forehead and that Goliath fell over. I personally believe that David wasn't the best shot with a sling. He might have been good, but I don't think it was just human ability. I think that he threw that thing, God supernaturally directed it. I believe it penetrated the armor. It sunk into there. And there is a great lesson in this. I wish I had 30 minutes to talk about this. But you've got to do what you can do. And God will supernaturally increase it. God will give it supernatural results. There's some people that are praying for finances, but they won't get out and work at McDonald's. They're waiting to be the CEO of some great company. They won't take and do what they can do. But if you would start doing something, God will bless what you set your hand unto. He will multiply what you set your hand unto, is what the scripture says. But you know, 100 times 0 is 0. You do nothing and just pray for God to move. Nothing's going to happen. You need to get up and do something. You need to set your hand unto something. You need to believe God. You need to speak something. You need to do something. David did what he knew to do. He threw the stone, but God gave it supernatural accuracy, supernatural power so that it penetrated that armor, and Goliath fell over on his face. And again, if you had ever been in that valley, it was like, I forget the exact dimensions, but it's either 2 or 4 miles across that valley where this battle took place, and the armies were on the hills is what it said. So the people were a mile or more away. from this. They could see that Goliath fell, but they didn't know for sure if he was dead. It's possible that he tripped. Maybe he was going to get up. But you know, David, he went and stood on top of Goliath, drew his sword out of the sheath because David didn't have a sword, cut Goliath's head off and held the head up. And by that time, there was no doubt. And it says that when he did that is when the Philistines fled. There's some of us that fight the devil. We fight some sickness or some problem until it just goes over the hill and hides to come back and fight another day. We just fight a little bit until we get enough relief. I've had so many people tell me, says, you know what, it's better. I think I can live with this. Man, God doesn't want you to just be able to put up and live with something. You need to get this attitude that you aren't only going to knock the giant down, but you are going to cut its head off, hold it up, and you are going to make the enemy flee from before you. You need to get aggressive. And man, when that happened, the army began to flee. And then all of the people who had criticized him and said, we can't win, they came out of their holes and out of the caves and they got on the bandwagon and they began to chase and they won the battle. And all of those wimps finally got with it. Brothers and sisters, the reason I brought all of this out today is to say that what made David who he was the anointing of God, the Holy Spirit. And what we have, the ministry of the Holy Spirit in our life, is 1,000 times stronger than what David experienced. Amen. We have the Holy Spirit. He'll never leave us. Amen. And yet we are approaching our problems powerless, fearful, crying out, asking God for mercy, pleading that He could please do something as if we have no power. I guarantee you, God has equipped all of us. Jesus said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The Holy Spirit is a baptism of power. You've got the Spirit of might upon you.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to be led by the Holy Spirit. This teaching series was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar in Kansas City, Kansas. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM229 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the second teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
These truths that I've been sharing are just things that I've got hundreds of teachings on this. You could go to my website and you could click on there and actually download free of charge hundreds of my teachings on this. We've got television programs, radio programs. One of the things that I'm really excited about is my Andrew Womack Living Commentary, where I have verses in the Bible that I've written footnotes on. And we call it a living commentary because I'm still writing those footnotes. So you can either get the program as it is, a one-time purchase, or you can sign up and monthly get updates where you get up to 400 or 500 footnotes. Check that out at awmi.net.